You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Guitarist Bill Frisell, working with bassist Thomas Morgan and drummer Rudy Royston from a 2020 recording on Blue Note Records called Valentine. That was Where Do We Go? Before that, a septet started by drummer Joe McCarthy that eventually grew to become the big band known as the Afro Pop Alliance Big Band. From their OA2 release in 2016 called Revelation, we heard Q-Bop, music recorded in Springfield, Virginia, solos from Vince Norman on the sax and Victor Provo on the steel pans. An older recording from the mid-50s before that, singer Dinah Washington, originally born Ruth Lee Jones, working with the Harold Mooney Orchestra, we heard Willow Weep For Me, and I took that off of the multi-disc set The Mercury Records Songbook, out from Verve. And the set started with music out of the Japanese jazz scene, legendary pianist Tsuyoshi Yamamoto and his trio, bassist Hiroshi Kagawa and drummer Toshio Osumi. From the album A Shade of Blue, we heard Bye Bye Blackbird. And Tsuyoshi is someone whose professional career dates back to the mid-60s. We'll head into our final set with some music from Arturo Sandoval off of his album Swinging. This is Mac the Knife. We'll be right back.
trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we the shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we the shore?
Thank you.
We're going out this week with music originally out on Riverside in the early 60s. Alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, working with pianist Bill Evans, bassist Percy Heath, and drummer Connie Kay, Waltz for Debbie. And I took that off of a Putumayo compilation called Putumayo Presents Jazz. Billie Holiday before that, and a 1952 recording of Tenderly from a compilation that Verve put out in 2015, God Bless the Child, the best of Billie Holiday. Alto saxophonist Brent Jensen before that, looking at material from alto saxophonist Paul Desmond from the album The Sound of a Dry Martini, remembering Paul Desmond. We heard the classic Take Five, Jamie Finley on the guitar, Zach Matthews on bass, and Dean Koba on drums. And the set started with music from trumpet player Arturo Sandoval, working with another trumpet player, Clark Terry, as well bassist John Patitucci and drummer Greg Hutchinson, a 1996 recording in New York City of Mac the Knife from Arturo's album, Swinging. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening.